No one told me what are my strengths are. I was born into a parent, and that gave me very little encouragement since I was a child. And they always tell me what's my weakness. So ever since when I was a child, I never know what are my strengths are. That all changed when I, at age of 11, I really want to desperately get a computer. And I was thinking and thinking, how can I raise $3,000? I thought this was impossible. And my definition of possibility changed one day when my friend asked me in school, "Can I buy our juice?" And I say, "Okay, sure." Next day, I didn't come back to school by myself. I came back with a whole knapsack of juice ready to sell and raise money. I clear out my entire fridge of juice, and that week alone I make like $40 in profit. And my entrepreneurship didn't end there. I remember every single day walking home from school, I will pass by every restaurant. I will walk in there, ask your customer if it's possible they can support me in buying a computer by buying my chocolate bars. Oh, actually, I sold it at twice the price that I actually got the chocolate bar. And it was absolutely phenomenal, the support I received from people. And 3 months later, I remember carrying $3,000 in my pocket, walking into Future Shop, ready to buy my dream computer. Actually, my school principal was pretty not so pleased when she heard about this, but nonetheless, she forgave me. But that was a moment. When I actually walk into Future Shop that moment, ready to pick up a computer, that computer, I still remember the brand Aptiva. I say, "I mean, you can come home with me this time around. I come here so many times before, praying, and I learned something. Praying gets you nowhere. It's the action that really counts."
And what did you learn about yourself?
I learned that result demands creativity. If you try, you will get a result. But if you try really hard, you will get amazing results. And to learn, just because what other people say is impossible, that doesn't mean it's true. You have to experience it yourself. After all, it's your life.
Well, there's this moment. And not long ago, April 23rd, 2004, when the whole school gathered for the community cleanup. That was so much fun. And well, we brought up the idea with the group called LINCS, which stands for Locally, Internationally, Nationally Concerned Students and Staff, to clean up our whole entire block. We had so much fun. We didn't expect as many students to participate in this. And then I saw this huge mass of people coming down, and I'm like, well, so, like it's just amazing the power that you helped to bring all these people together to clean. Who likes to clean? Almost nobody, right? So you see like these 200 people screaming, yelling, and they're very, emotive about the moment. You just go like, whoa. At some point, it comes to be from a dream to being a reality. And that for me was something I pictured in my mind as, yeah, like 10 people cleaning up block or whatever. But then when it actually comes to reality, there's 200 people with their bags, their hand gloves, and everything cleaning up. And that's what makes it more special. I believe that reality is way more defiant and beautiful than fantasy.
Now, why do you choose that moment as a way of describing something you learned about your own power?
Because I personally like to work in groups. I'm not an individual activist, if we can say that. I really like to work with people. I'm very sociable, and I just realized what we can do together. Oh yeah, and oh, that's a moment, yeah. When we all finished gathering the garbage, we took a picture, and who lied down on the Aisha? Yeah, Aisha lied down on the garbage piles, and I was like, whoa, that's something. Like, you just realize how sometimes it's not even a part of your life, garbage. And that day, our whole lives just spinned around garbage. And that it was so funny. It was so funny. I liked that day so much.
We've been asking you about your defining moment when you discovered the talents that would give you your poise, your success. Marilyn Lerner's been taking us through the world of jazz all morning. Do you remember musically your defining moment when all of this was going to begin for you?
Yeah, Westminster School, Daniel Mergler, 1964, 65. He was a music teacher, and the way he spoke about music and the kind of person he was really, really turned me on to art and to music.
This is in Montreal.
This was in Montreal.
Mr. Mergler, wherever you are, thanks for giving us Marilyn Lerner this morning.